Chambers of Commerce are changing. Find out more about that from Stephen Paint, Hayes Area Chamber of Commerce Vice President of Membership, on this episode of the Post Podcast. We talked about this a little bit last week. Not a lot going on right now. We're kind of ramping back into the new year, getting things started, but we thought we could use this as an opportunity to talk a little bit about just Chambers of Commerce in general and what you guys are doing and how important this is to the community.
Exactly. You know, if you would have asked me 3 years ago, you know, what was the nuts and bolts of a Chamber of Commerce, you know, I would have looked at you with a blank stare on my face. But now that I've seen the ins and outs of what actually goes on within a chamber, I mean, because you have, you know, you have one man or one woman shows, and then you have, you know, big chambers of commerce that have 30, 40 employees. But the mission and the vision of every single one of those chambers is pretty close along the same lines. And the biggest thing that I really love and I enjoy, especially being an employee with the chamber and then going out and meeting with all these member investors, is everybody just works together and pulls together, especially like times of need. And then, you know, cause I mean, with our ambassadors and our HAYPs, we have representatives from, you know, competing different financial institutions within town. But then when it comes to putting these events together, I mean, everybody just works together as a unit. And that's one of the biggest things that I thoroughly enjoy. So if you're a small mom and pop business, or if you're, you know, you're a bigger entity that's just curious about, you know, what the chamber can provide for you, but then at the same time, with you becoming a member investor, what you are providing to us to help the community, I mean, it's very quid pro quo. You know, I have a lot of, you know, like I said, if you'd asked me a couple of years ago, I couldn't have told you how a chamber would benefit the community. And now, I mean, it's kind of a living, breathing thing for me.
Yeah. And, you know, I always thought of chambers of commerce as being like old, stodgy, you know, like the kind of stereotypical bunch of older guys sitting around and plotting out, I don't know, business stuff. But that's exactly not the case.
No, absolutely not.
If I'm thinking here, you're the oldest out of the group and you're not more than, well, you're younger than I am. I don't want to start throwing out. How old is Sarah Wassinger? That's what we want. Our audience needs to know. No,
I'm not answering that question.
But
honestly,
but yeah, it's a really young, fun.
It is.
You know, there is a lot of vitality. That's your word. I'm stealing now.
Yes.
Vitality in that group. It's just, you know, it's energetic.
Correct. And I mean, that's exactly how it was back in the day. I mean, it was suit and tie, and you know, the ladies, you know, once they came on board, it was very, you know, it was long skirts, and it was very business. You know, it was, you know, you didn't mess around. And I think with, you know, newer generations, and especially us aiming to get those younger generations, those younger business owners, get them on board. I mean, you have to stay up with the times. So.
Yeah, and that's something that we talk about quite a bit here on the morning show with you and your organization, but Grow Hayes, Doug Williams, and Downtown Development Director Sarah Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the younger folks. It's the entrepreneurship. It's the building your own business, building your own brand, doing your own thing that really is driving, in a lot of ways, the economy out here.
Correct.
And the Chamber of Commerce is just a perfect place to interact with folks like that and get ideas and help each other and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I'll let you talk. I'm doing the interview to myself.
No, you're fine. I mean, you're hitting all the right points. When it comes down to, you could have the drive, you can have the mindset, you can have the deep pockets to, you know, really go all in and start your own business. But then at the same time, when it comes to getting your brand out there, word of mouth is huge in this town, like it is any other small town. So once you get that, like past that precipice of, okay, I have everything established, this is where I want to go, this is what I want to do, that's where we come in. Our ambassadors, you know, we're speaking the good word for you and making sure that any event throughout the year that you want to have showcased, you know, partnering with campus, partnering with DHCC, partnering with Grow Hayes and the CVB as well, making sure that every single one of those entities are involved and they get it out on their calendars and their social media platforms as much as possible. So, I mean, everybody works together, you know, for the common goal of bettering this community and making sure that we are staying relevant moving forward.
And we've seen some really top-notch entrepreneurs here that have done just incredible things and younger. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of the business owners downtown are our age or younger.
Exactly. And they woke up one morning and they're like, you know what? I'm tired of working for the man. I want to do this. And they went for it. And the community backs them 100%. That's how it should be, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
So,
speaking of you know, promoting these businesses. You do have another business showcase coming up soon.
Correct.
Now, I know there's not a lot of details yet, but you want to maybe just talk about what a business showcase is, how the last one went. I think I missed you. I was out there, but I was only out there for like 10 minutes and I took off. But you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. So our last business showcase that we had in 2019 was out at the Rose Garden. I mean, we had a couple great businesses that were, you know, wrapping up that end of the year. You know, it started to slow down. Everybody is, you know, getting high as holidays on their mind, holiday shopping. It's a perfect opportunity to get some of those businesses in there because they can sell from those booths. But basically, this event is in lieu of our business after hours events. And we get, you know, 10 different businesses within the community that may or may not have the opportunity to get out and about, you know, during chamber chats or ribbon cuttings or rub elbows, you know, with our ambassadors and, you know, people of the community. And get everybody all in one room, you know, whether you want to sell, whether you want to promote, whether you want to, you know, build your clientele base and build your email database. This is a great opportunity. We always have great food. We always have, you know, 9 times out of 10, we have a cash bar. It's just a great, you know, Nicole hates the networking word. I'm starting to get the same vibe as, you know, as far as, you know, what all entails, but it's just a great opportunity to rub elbows in a non-working environment, but then, you know, grow your business as well.
Hang out.
Yes.
That's the word I use.
Hang out. There you go.
Hang out.
Boom. I like it.
Now, when you're going to meet the, you know, 60-year-old banker that has your $10 million loan, I don't know if hangout's the right,
right
word, but
I'm not showing up in a t-shirt asking if he wants to kick it. So
yeah, exactly. But maybe there's some cool bankers in town. I know one, and I won't give out any names, but I know one of the managers at one of the local banks, and he's another young guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's like 10 years younger than I am, which just, you know, annoys me.
I think I know who you're talking about.
I'm sure you do. Real active in the community, real
there
good guy,
go.
But he's young and it just, you know, the world is changing. I don't even know what else to say about that.
Yeah. I mean, it's, if you sit there and think about how many, you know, there's when you walk into a business, you know, you may think that you're talking to the business owner and then somebody walks out that
the kid comes around the corner.
Exactly. I'm like, hey, I'm such and such. And I'm like, okay, you know, this is a new, fast evolving, you know, world that we're living in now, to where they're learning, they're putting in the time and the effort at a very, very young age. And I mean, when I was that age, I was, you know, playing football and, you know, going to parties and chasing girls. And I mean, it's a new day, but it's great for the community as far as, you know, establishing, I'm not gonna say our dominance, but, you know, keeping us relevant. So I like
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah. There is, you know, we talked a little bit about, there's not a lot going on right now, but there is one big event, you know, not a lot of events, but you've got one big one.
One huge event.
We've talked about this before, but it's coming up, the award banquet.
Exactly. Our annual chamber award banquet. It is Tuesday, January 28th. In 2 weeks as of today, it's fast approaching. And we are right around 100 tickets left. Tickets are $60 a piece if you are interested in joining. And then of course, if you have a big enough group and you want to lock down a table all to yourself, that would be $720. And you can always give us a call down at the office. Excuse me, 785-628-8021. Excuse me, 8201. Or you can always shoot us an email, steven@discoverhaze.com. And we can definitely get you lined out with those tickets. But it's a great opportunity. We are, you know, we pull in. It's basically wrapping every single thing up that we, you know, kind of hit on throughout the year. And then, of course, you know, showcasing these awards. And when we have the Aflac Jody Hip Businesswoman of the Year Award, we have the Eagle Communications Rising Star Award, the Golden Belt Bank Hall of Fame Award, James Motor Company Small Business Achievement Award, the Next Tech Citizen of the Year Award, and then last but not least, we have the Eye, Smile, Vision, and Dental Helping Hands Award, and it is pulled out throughout the community. All we do is collect these votes and put them together, but all of these awards are handed out and given based off of the community's votes. So it's our last, you know, I'm not going to say ditch effort, but our last culminating event to make sure that everybody, every single one of our member investors that has done so much of, you know, for us as a chamber and then for the community throughout the entire year are made sure that they are red carpet treated, if you will.
I like that. And that's, you know, it is, it's kind of a big deal for some of these local folks. You know, when we talked about the entrepreneurship and, you know, getting involved in the business community, but sometimes it's lonely. You don't have that recognition. You don't have, I mean, you might be killing it, but business wise, but if you're not feeling it, you know, it can still bring you down.
Exactly. I agree. I mean, and it's, you know, it comes back to the whole, you know, what is the chamber? What can the chamber do for me if you are unfamiliar? I mean, this is one of the events. It's, you know, it's suit and tie. It's very, you know, when I say formal, it's still laid back, but it's just a nice environment. You know, the folks out on campus, I mean, it's in the Black and Gold Room. You know, they're always great, great hosts. Chartwell's, they always put together a great spread for everyone. So it's just a great evening. So if you don't have a ticket yet, you need to let me know, sir.
I do not. I don't do anything, you know.
Y'all are not going to want to miss this banquet, that's for sure.
Well, but I should get on it. I'll get on it. I will do it. I'll get on it right now. Maybe after we get off air, rather. So, you know, here, you guys are going to listen to me click on the web is what's going to happen right now. No, speaking of web, if they wanted more information, you have information for the banquet on your website, right?
Correct. And then, I mean, 9 times out of 10, I always recommend you guys give us a call or stop in. I mean, you know, usually any subject that gets brought up within the chamber, I mean, you could come in and talk about one thing. We could sit there and talk about 3 or 4 different things. I mean, the whole open door policy is.
See, that's why I avoid your office. Because when I go down there, it's like, okay, I got 10 minutes, I need a quick quote, and I'm there for like an hour.
You know, we can take care of that quote really quick, but then, you know, I got to see how you're doing.
Yeah, so, we chat.
I mean, absolutely. But no, you can definitely find out more information on our website, www.discoverhaze.com. Or, of course, you can always shoot us an email, steven@discoverhaze.com. But wrapping things up, like I said, with the schedule being very, very little, as getting geared up for the banquet, last push, chamber chat this Friday will be at Rent-A-Center. That is 4333 Vine Street, suite number 50. And then, of course, we have our first Ambassador Monthly Lunch that will kick off at noon, and that will be at the Rose Garden Banquet Hall, and that is $12 per person.